Soybean meal has long been a key component in livestock rations, offering superior protein quality and composition to support animal health and performance. Research at South Dakota State University is taking a fresh look at soy's benefits in beef finishing rations, possibly as a replacement for or in addition to distiller's grains from corn ethanol production. Zach Smith, SDSU Associate Professor of Feedlot Cattle Nutrition, explains.
Well, we knew there were some good things about soy that we didn't see in corn products, and that, namely, that's very rich in lysine, whereas corn's rich in methionine, and lysine is a key amino acid needed to sustain cattle development.
Cattle fed higher levels of soy showed increased final live and carcass weights compared to animals consuming traditional feedlot rations with distillers.
Now, those carcass weight increases that we've seen have been in the range of 22 to 30 pounds when we compare them directly to distiller's grains. And using cattle prices from today, that's somewhere in the neighborhood of $75 to $100 per head extra value.
Unfortunately, the cost of gain with soy was higher than with distillers, spurring a new stream of research looking at strategic additions of soy at specific phases of production.
Maybe that's right after we give an initial implant, when there's big demands for growth, or during the beta agonist phase, when there is also demands for protein synthesis.
As biofuels innovation and formulation advances expand access to soy protein products, Smith believes ongoing research, supported by the soybean checkoff, will help determine its future in beef finishing diets. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.